Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, the ruler of Sherwood Forest. His story has been staged, filmed, adapted, animated, spoofed, satirized, and pretty much loved to pieces for nearly 1,000 years. Though Shakespeare never wrote a play about Robin Hood, which would have been awesome, he did mention the famous outlaw twice in his plays. In his first comedy, Two Gentlemen of Verona, a band of forest-dwelling thieves attempts to recruit the character of Valentine to be their leader, crying, "By the bare scalp of Robin Hood's fat friar, this fellow were a king for our wild faction." Later, in As You Like It, the character Charles describes Duke Senior's exile by saying he's already in the Forest of Arden, and many merry men with him, and there they live like the old Robin Hood of England. As I continue my reviews of the 11 shows running this season at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, we come to the American premiere of David Farr's semi-Shakespearean spin on the Sherwood Forest legend, The Heart of Robin Hood. While much of Shakespeare's appeal is in his incomparable use of language, it is writer David Farr's understanding of action and twisty-turny plotting that drives this richly entertaining origin story. Unfolding on the Elizabethan stage, The Heart of Robin Hood is easily the best show of the new outdoor openings, which also include Cymbeline and A Midsummer Night's Dream, all shows that take place in a forest. Because of this, for the first time, OSF has constructed one enormous set in their outdoor Elizabethan theater called The Playground by artistic director Bill Rausch. That's what they're calling the set. It's a maze-like series of wooden ramps, ladders, and columns, swirling platforms, and an enormous wooden O that frames the stage. The astonishing permanent set reportedly cost more to create than if OSF had done its usual thing of building three sets and changing them every night. It is a perfect playground for this unexpectedly comedic, if sometimes intense, alternate view of the Robin Hood legend. The play, developed in London by the Royal Shakespeare Company, reframes the Robin Hood myth from the point of view of Maid Marian, played with an elastic delight by Kate Hurster. After escaping to the woods to avoid marrying the evil Prince John, an amazing Michael Ehlich, Marian quickly encounters the famous Robin Hood, who's played with goofball relish by John Tufts. At this point in his personal development, Robin Hood is a dim-witted thug, stealing from the rich and keeping it. Only when he begins to take responsibility for the lives of a group of orphan children does Robin begin to feel a sense of obligation for the fates of those around him. As he gradually warms to this idea, his fellow merry men come on board as well, embracing the shocking notion of actually doing good for others. The language is rich and funny. One could call it Shakespeare light. But the show's strongest comparisons to the Bard are in the Elizabethan-style plot, complete with Marian donning a boy's costume to infiltrate the merry men. It's all fast-paced, crammed with visual spectacle and awesome stage fighting, and is even genuinely moving as Marian discovers her true vocation while, almost by accident, teaching Robin Hood where his own heart lies. The Heart of Robin Hood runs through October 12th at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, osfashland.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.